This is Twit.
The phone of my dreams. Look at it. It's so pretty. It's so pretty. It's a duo.
Here it is.
Yep. It's a duo.
So I had Brad do this earlier, but do you have your Pixel, whatever you have, 3 XL with you?
Yeah.
Handy?
Let's see. Yep.
So hold them up.
Oh, big difference.
Yeah. We'll put it on top of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot wider.
Just to kind of show this.
That ain't going to fit in my, it'll fit in my Mr. Green jeans pockets, but.
Yeah, if you have painter pants.
Yeah, painter pants.
It's wide. It's really wide.
Vanilla Ice, maybe you have pants that will fit.
No, and then the question is, okay, fold it back. Would you use it as a phone? It's big.
Well, you'd have to. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, right, you have to use it that way, right? But, I mean, it's pretty. It's fairly heavy. It's like a half a pound.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's all
thin.
Glass.
It's thin, but it's heavy. Heavy sometimes means quality.
Good quality, right?
Wow.
I know. Wow. So when you open it up, it's 8.1 inches on the diagonal. So like a little mini tablet.
Wow.
It closes very quietly. Like the hinge feels really nice, as you would expect, right?
As one would expect, yeah.
You know, it's funny seeing it remotely. I mean, I saw it in person at the event, but that doesn't, you know, it's not the same as kind of having it in your hands. It almost occurs to me that they should try a smaller version of it.
No, I like
thinner.
This size.
You mean?
Yeah, no, a version where when it's folded up, it is the size of a normal phone.
No, I want two phones side by side.
That's what it would be.
Yeah. Well, let me see. Now I understand you're both under embargo in some respects. So, okay, right. We're going to let Mary Jo continue. So put that next to your Pixel 3.
Yeah.
So that's just one side of it. See, it's wider than that. You could get all of Sirachi's head on it.
Yeah. So the reason I haven't got this turned on is there's a weird two-part embargo on the Duo. Like today we could say we got them and show that we had them, but we're not allowed to show the devices turned on until September 10th, which is the day they go on sale.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. So it's frustrating because everyone's like, can you check the camera? Can you do this? Can you do that? No, I can't.
You can do it. You just can't tell us.
Right.
Presumably you have, but you just can't say anything.
Nope. I have not even turned it on yet because I knew if I did, I would screw up.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, that's you're right. I know exactly what you mean.
But we already know what it looks like. What are they wearing?
I know, we do. We do, right? You already know what the home screen looks like. We already know a lot of things about it, almost everything, right?
Well, you're a better man than I, though, because I would have to turn it on. I mean, I can't. You haven't turned it on.
Well, I will after the show.
Oh, okay.
After the show.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I just didn't want there to be any screw up or temptation to be like, all right, let me just turn it on for a second.
Yeah. So tempting. So tempting. Good for you.
And so here's how I got it, too. This was so we knew we were getting them today. Like they told me last week I was going to get one, and I was stunned when they told me that.
Yeah.
Because
last time we talked,
I haven't gotten a Surface
sure.
Review device. Yeah. No, I haven't gotten a Surface Review device in years, literally. Yeah. And so they're like, hey, you're going to be one of the people who get it, and it's going to come on Wednesday. And I'm like, what time on Wednesday? And they're like, we'll let you know. So this morning, I wake up at 7, and I hear my door buzzer go off downstairs, and I'm like, oh, boy, that's never good.
Hi, Mary, it's Panos Panay. I got something I want to drop off. Let me in.
I buzz the door, and I'm like, okay, let me get myself together here. And all of a sudden, I hear a knock on my door, and they came up in the elevator, and the guy's like, here, and he just hands me the box, and I'm like, 7 a.m. Wow. Okay.
Do you think they timed it like when you have fine dinner service and the waiters come and they take the lid off the plate all at the same time that they timed that? That everyone who got one of these across the country at the same...
No, it didn't work like that.
They were delivered early.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I saw, like, I don't think Daniel Rubino had his, and it was like 10 a.m. or later, and he was like, I'm still waiting for mine. And I was like, oh. Huh.
Tell us about the unboxing, because I've seen some unboxings. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, so the box, I can show you the box. Hold on.
It's funny what you're allowed and not allowed to do.
Funny is not the word I would use.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm just happy that she's got one.
Yeah.
Kind of jealous. But that's okay.
No, she'll cut to the chase of it. So this box that you got, this is not the retail box, right? This is like a...
No.
This is
a special box.
Oh, wow. So it's comes, a big box. That's a big box.
I know. Slide it open
look at
this.
That. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's very unwieldy, right? And then, yeah, it's super hard to open this. This morning I was like barely functional at 7 trying to open this. I'm like, how do you open this? let's see. How did I open it?
This is hysterical.
I know. It's super tricky. Oh, there. There we go. Okay. Maybe.
Wow. Wow.
There we go.
It is okay. A rather large box for such a small device.
I know.
Maybe it's to make you feel like the device is smaller. Oh, yeah. So it's a press kit, so it's got lots of information. Right. And
so the device box is here. We also got Surface earbuds that were here.
Nice. See, that's by the way, no one's going to hold that to their head ever.
Well, Surface earbuds don't come in the box with the retail version.
Yeah, but all of us by now have some sort of Bluetooth.
I guess so, but I don't wear that stuff out in the world all the time. You don't? I mean.
Yeah.
No, I just wear headphones when I'm at the gym, basically.
Yeah, so they gave us the new gray.
Nice. Nicely colored matched.
Yeah, she's got a white duo and gray headphones.
The charging cable is black.
Okay, so everything matches, which is really a thoughtful touch.
It's kind of weird, right? I was like, oh.
They don't.
And then we get a little note from Panos. I think hand signed by Panos. Everybody get a little note.
Hi, Mary Jo. It's PP. Just want to say
I'm pumped. Are
it
you?
If you would give us a positive review and
the P stands for
avoid
pumped.
The down stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's just a generic, like, we hope you take the time to review this, blah, blah, blah. You know,
nice.
That.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous. I'm really, I still stand by. It's funny. I finally talked to somebody else who's excited about this phone. Devinder Hardawar of Engadget said he thinks it's really interesting. He probably has his too by now. But everybody else, all the reviews made me feel bad about buying it.
Why?
Because they said, you'd be stupid to buy this. And the reason.
First generation. Right.
Yeah, but that's true of the Note Ultra. It's like, you'd be stupid to buy it. It's like $1,300.
Yeah. That was one complaint. And then it's not waterproof. Okay, I don't drop my phone in the toilet ever. So, okay. It doesn't have wireless charging. I admit that's a negative, but, you know, I can live with that.
Right.
It doesn't have NFC. That's not a big deal at all because I have an iPhone. So.
Yeah, but that's not. Most people hopefully would just use this as their phone, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. No, I understand. Yeah. And NFC is nice, especially in nowadays, because you don't have to touch anything to buy stuff. But still, I don't think those are deal breakers.
Yeah, I don't either. For me, those wouldn't be deal breakers. The camera quality is
camera
what I'm
would
very
be,
curious about.
And we should
that would be
honestly the size. I mean, that's why I mentioned the. Yeah. You know, if this was like the size of Mary Jo's phone doubled when it opened, I mean, that at least would be pocketable.
A thinner size, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And we should mention that you have not tried the camera, just in case.
I have not.
Just in case Panos is listening.
I have not
have
yet.
Not, so she has nothing to report on that camera.
I don't.
We're just worried. I don't know. Yeah. I think a decent camera is fine. I think nowadays there's a certain review army point of view that's very spec-driven. Yeah. Like, oh, well, the Note 20 and the iPhone have better cameras, so this is no good.
I know.
And I don't.
Everybody has the things that matter to them, right?
Right. Can you cut your volume just a little bit, Mary Jo? It's a little bit clippy. And when I say clippy, I don't mean... Hi, it looks like you're trying to do a podcast. Can I help?
Better?
Right. Yeah.
It looks like you're trying to boost your volume. I'll just do it for you
automatically. It's a collector's item, says Web0213 in our chat room.
A collector's item?
That's a collector's
item. Like the first
item.
Zune or...
Yeah. You'll be glad you have it when the Smithsonian comes to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I'll admit it.
I'm more curious about the future for this thing because I want to see if anyone comes up with some... interesting use cases for it that outweigh the negatives. And that's something I'll be looking at the reviews to see what happens there. And then from the users, too, the people actually buy it.
And it may not.
Yeah, so we have 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks to use it in your regular workflow. I'm going to put the Google Fi SIM in it, and I'm going to use it a lot. I mean, see how it works into my workflow or doesn't work into my workflow.
So the problem is you can't go to bars and take pictures of drinks, so you'll never know how terrible the
camera is. I know.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll go on my roof deck, though, and do that.
Yeah. Right? this could be the perfect untapped phone. I just want to see you.
I doubt it.
I just want to see you typing on it like it's a little laptop on your lap.
I know. Doing so everybody's notes. Already saying, is it lappable?
Of course
so
it's lappable.
My guess is no.
It's kneeable.
But you know what I will say? I've had this problem with many Surface devices. I always feel like they're weighted wrong, like too heavy in the top, not heavy enough in the bottom.
Right.
This feels really well weighted, and that's a good surprise.
It should be 50-50, right?
I mean, it should be two identical parts, right? Same batteries, same. I mean, I guess one side has a
bigger battery than the other side, and the mother.
But also, the hinge is very tight, right? So it doesn't. Like, I felt like one of the Surface Books, I forget which model, it kept tipping over for me. Like, when I'd put it on my lap, it would just, like, fall off, you know?
Yeah. Those are top heavy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I think they're different. I remember seeing the X-ray of it, the clear one. And I think the batteries were different.
Inside.
Battery sizes were different.
That's interesting. Okay.
Huh. Well, there's more, you know, there's different circuitry in each side. So it could easily be that they're asymmetric in weight. But I think it would be smart to try to balance
it. Yeah, do something to make them as balanced as possible.
Yeah.
It'll be like pennies in one side.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so
I want to check the battery life, obviously, like in a real world usage. Make sure.
Yeah, that's
it's actually good.
Those are the two big question marks, battery life and camera, I think.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Right.
The two unknowns. And then actually the third thing I'd be very interested in is how well Microsoft's Android adaptations work to use, if you open two apps, it goes to two different screens.
In a way, it's right. I don't know if there's anything truly unique in it that Microsoft did as far as that goes, but I guess.
Well, I know that Android has some support for dual screens. That's been built in since Android 10, but I don't know exactly what. And they implied that they had done some extra stuff to be sensitive to the form factor.
They did. Right. They showed their own office apps, as being more customized for the dual screen.
Is there a version of Notepad for that?
No.
Oh. Bummer.
I know.
Bummer, man.